And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have...
Gavin Insulin.
Pastor Gavin Insulin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics, and this week's hot politics, we are heading... The elections are literally in...
What's less than a week?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 5 days.
5 days.
5 days.
Well, election. I mean, Wednesday was a week.
Yeah.
So Wednesday obviously was it's a 5 days.
Yes.
Gigs. We're glad you do politics and not maths.
I do maths. Well,
I messaged you. She's an accountant by trade.
I do maths. It's just the maths is not mathsing at the moment.
Yeah, do you work for the government? Because it seems like you do government maths.
But, yeah, so we are going to be speaking about the South African elections because, I mean, that is the biggest talk right now in our nation. One of the biggest talks in our nations right now is the election.
Yeah, for me, this is the most significant election of 2024.
Yes.
I mean, yes. Trump versus Biden is a sideshow. Except, you know, we've had our president, our ex-president's been put in jail. And now they've ruled that he can't run. So we better just give them feedback quickly, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So President Jacob Zuma on Monday this week, the Constitutional Court ruled that he cannot be a member of Parliament, and that's after he launched the Mkhonto Sizwe, or commonly known as MK, manifesto on Sunday. So the next day they ruled him out. Mm-hmm. How's that affecting the polls? We're going to talk about that, what we believe, and then also the other case that we spoke about. Involving the Labour Party of South Africa and a whole lot of other parties. What we didn't realise is that already about a week and a half ago, the Constitutional Court had ruled them out of court. Mm-hmm. So that didn't transpire. In fact, I think that Friday, last week Friday, we already knew. We just didn't know that we already knew.
Yeah.
It was like on a Wednesday or so that the ruling came out.
The ruling had been overturned.
Yeah,
so all those parties, you know, are out. So, we've seen some shifts. So we saw some shifts in the polling up until last week. We've seen some shifts this week. And just to mention, if anyone wants to follow, there's a website, SRF Reports. You can go and have a look there. We've actually got daily polling. I've never seen this before in South Africa. So it's actually quite fantastic. We'll see after the election how accurate the polling is.
Yeah.
But we're going to discuss this and, you know, the trends and... what we think is causing the trends, because there has been a change this week.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be awesome, as always, because this is The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Stay updated and entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
So we are looking at the daily tracking of the polls for the upcoming elections on the 29th of May here in South Africa. And we're looking from the Social Research Foundation. We're very grateful that they're actually doing daily polling.
Yeah, and just to let, if you've got any listeners in America, this election is far more consequential to us. And South Africans don't really like their president, Ramaphosa.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he can find the stairs when he goes off stage.
Nah.
That's for American
fans. Shots fired.
I mean, aren't we all laughing at them?
Yeah.
Your country is an embarrassment when you've got a president that can't even find the stairs.
Mm.
when he finishes his speech.
So basically, to explain how the polling works, they have a small summary of what they're doing. So it says, yeah, this report provides a daily track of the political state of play in South Africa's provinces from Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Western Cape. In the lead up to the May 29th election, the baseline of the tracking poll is a survey of 1,835 demographically and geographically representative registered voters conducted by the foundation during April of 2024. Every day, 200 new participants are surveyed and the 200 oldest participants are removed from the survey, which is very interesting why they're doing that. By doing so, this creates a daily moving average. The data in the report is not a forecast of the 29th of May election result, but rather a snapshot of the daily current position. Readers must be aware that this position is very different from that of just a 12 months ago that equally... Readers must be aware that this position is very different from that of just 12 months ago and that equally significant changes to the position may play out during the lead up to the elections. New data will be added every day of the week before the election. The track will run from 15th April to 25 May. Days of the track will be listed as dates. All days fall within April and May. So that's basically what an explanation of what the polling is and what they're doing. So obviously, this is looking at 200 participants of the election. And they're asking the question, if provincial elections were taking place today, which party would you vote for? And we're going to be looking at that data and analyzing that data. Right, and we're going to be looking at a couple of parties. We're going to be looking, obviously, at the ANC and what the trend is. We're going to be looking at the DA, the EFF, a little bit of the IFP and MK, obviously, because MK has turned heads and stuff. So let's start. Let's start with the ANC, or looking at all those parties and looking at their peak moments, all right, within the month of April and up until, we're going to look at up until the 21st of May. What were their peak moments? Now, we see with the ANC specifically, nationally, now this is looking at it nationally, that on the 17th of May, that was this 46% of voters nationally say that they would vote for the ANC. That was on the 17th of May. And then on the 21st of May, so 17th of May was a Friday. Obviously, the weekend happened. Now, between Monday and Tuesday, the 20th and the 21st of May, they dropped from 46%, and that was their highest point in the month, to 42% of the voters saying that they'll vote for the ANC. And that's if 60% of the voters turn up to the elections. And if we look at the same data, if 66% of the voters, their peak was on the 14th of May, where it was 45% of the voters, or 46% of the voters say that they were going to vote for the ANC. And then on the 21st of May, they dropped by 3% again to 43% of the voters saying that they're going to vote for the ANC. So that is with the ANC. Then quickly going to the DA, their peak was on the 15th of April. This is if 66% of the parties turn up. Yeah, that's
66% turnout.
Yeah. Where they had 26% say that they're going to vote on. This was on the 15th of April. And then when we look now on the 21st, 23% of the voters say they would vote for the DA. And then looking at EFF. With the EFF,
that's the Economic Freedom Fighters, yes, for people that aren't in South Africa.
Their peak also was on the 15th of April, where 11% say that they would vote for EFF. And then when we're sitting on the 21st of May, only 10% of them said that they are going to vote for the EFF. And then lastly, we'll look at MK. And with MK Party, their peak was on the 17th of April, where 13% said that they were going to vote for MK. And now on the 21st of May, they are sitting on 11% saying that they're going to vote for the MK. Can I just say that MK, I think EFF's biggest, okay, not biggest, but MK and the EFF are literally on a battle in terms of voters right now, because they're both sitting at about 11% of the voters. While MK nationally, if 66% turn up, has 1% more of the voters based on the survey that they did. So what are your thoughts on what we've just spoken about in terms of looking at their peak and where they are sitting as of the 21st of May and stuff?
Well, for me, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of activity that I've seen, you know, from the ANC, from the latter part of April. I'm seeing a lot of people walking around in ANC t-shirts and things like that as well. So the election machine is in full gear. Someone was saying this morning that they're seeing more economic freedom fighters, you know, sort of activity. But, you know, the reality is that I remember the one day I saw EFF on the one side of the street, I saw ANC on the other. And the EFF maybe had 10 people and the ANC had about 50 people. This was on a Saturday, about 2 weeks ago. So the ANC election machine has been in gear, and they were actually steadily increasing. I mean, at one point in April, they were down at about 35% support. Now, in South Africa, it's a, you know, the half the seats are direct or proportional representation. The other half of the seats are also proportional representation. But those, the other half are the ones that the independents can run for. All right, so it's all proportional. So if you get 35% of the vote, then that means you're going to get 35% of the seats. And many people are saying it's a bad system. I actually prefer that system, because as long as your party gets enough seats to be in parliament, you're actually represented. Otherwise, your candidate loses, then you're not represented. I don't believe you're represented. But anyway, so they went from 35, and then was it with a 66% turnout, that or was it the 60% where they touched 46% last week?
60%
turnout. Yeah, with a 60% turnout, that does 46%. And with the 66% turnout, that touched
44.
Wasn't it 45? Didn't they get to 45?
44.845.
Okay. And then suddenly this Monday, this past Monday, they dropped. And, you know, the trends that we've been able to see, you know, in the for the show, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, showed them dropping about 2% this week alone. What was it, the 60% on Wednesday, the ANC was sitting at 43, and 66%, they actually dropped to 42% nationally. The only thing that I can think that has affected the ANC's support negatively is that on Monday, there was an announcement that the ex-president Jacob Zuma cannot become a member of parliament after he announced the MK party's manifesto on Sunday.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that they went, same period of time, on Friday the 17th, MK was sitting at 8% of the votes.
Yeah, and everyone's saying they're falling apart, eh?
Yes. And now they're sitting at same timeline where
the
ANC dropped by about 3%. MK has increased to 11%.
So they've increased by 4%. And the DA has also dropped.
DA has...
They've dropped slightly this week.
Just slightly by percentages, no, like 0.1%.
So that, the MK has taken 3% of the ANC and 1% of the DA.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if, you know, I mean, I'm not an ANC supporter. I'm not an MK supporter. I'll never vote for Jacob Zuma. I'm just being honest, okay? At this stage, don't tell me who I will vote for. All I can tell you is who I'll never vote for. I'll never vote DA, I'll never vote ANC, I'll never vote EFF, and I'll never vote MK. But further than that, I don't know who I'm going to vote for, and people are asking me who they should vote for, and I don't know. So what do you say? But the thing is, I was angered by that decision. So I'm not even a supporter of them. And therefore, I'm thinking, surely then some of their supporters of the ANC might have moved across to MK just because of that decision. Because I can't see anything else in South Africa that's changed this week. I mean, we all celebrating that we don't have load shedding, so we don't have power cuts at the moment. And we're celebrating there's still 1 week left of we're going to be free of power cuts.
Yeah.
So we're all expecting major power cuts in June.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what you guys think.
Black Knights?
But when was the signing of the bill?
That's another one. That's the NHR.
Wouldn't have that affected but the ANC.
That was a big talk last week.
But that was on Friday. Was that on Friday or Thursday that he signed it?
Towards the end of the week.
But I think that would still have affected.
I think that would have also affected.
So is that unpopular amongst Black Savians?
No, it's popular with obviously middle class and your
middle class Blacks are going to support it.
No, not support it. Like they are against it. That's how the popularity is coming from.
No, they're not happy.
Yeah, the popularity of it is coming from unhappy people.
Yes.
It's not that it's popular because people are for it. No, because the middle class and obviously the upper class, and we have a lot of in the middle class. There is a lot of people actually. Like in terms of population, we have a lot of people. As much as the law.
Do you think the signing of the hate speech bill would have affected the ANC negatively? Because the week before Ramaphosa signed the hate speech bill into law.
Looking at the pollings, I don't think so, because they kind of went up before the weekend.
Yeah, they went up after before the 10th, weekend, which was the week before. Yeah, no. NHI bill was very unpopular.
But I think all of that.
But I mean, is it more unpopular than forcing the transgender ideology on children in the schools?
Yeah, no. That people are also not happy about.
Which are they more unhappy about?
More unhappy about, I think it's the teaching with, because
the transgender.
Okay, I'm probably being biased because my mom is a teacher, so we speak a lot this week, so she's not happy with that. So I spoke to one of my relatives. She works at an IT company. So what she was complaining about was actually about the bill, that she's obviously not happy that this thing was signed into place, because she's also invested in with her medical aid and stuff like that. So I think that would have affected the ANC heavily. Obviously, seeing the pollings that they were fine, and then after the weekend. But I also think that the ruling also with the Zuma thing, because on Friday they held their candidacy, and then was it Monday that they now made a final ruling over that. So I don't know if they will still drop support, but they might also gain support from there, because then people will probably have a problem with the whole system, with the IEC, because already there is rumors of the IEC is favoring the ANC a lot. So I think the two are connected. If one does a mistake, if the IEC does a mistake, it's going to affect the ANC. And obviously if the ANC do any mistake, it affects them directly. So I think the ANC is affected by anything that happens in the country, from your electricity to anything that are, yeah. So I think that for them, they are heavily affected by anything that happens in the country.
Then looking at the DA, obviously the DA is also, so the DA has kind of stayed steady in terms of the voters. So whether 60% turn up or 66% turn up. In fact, with the DA, if 60% turns up, they're going to get more votes and stuff. What do you think that means in terms of the support for the DA and stuff? Just like a quick...
No, well, what it means is that the DA voters are probably going to vote, irrespective of the turnout. So if there's a 6% lower turnout, then what that would mean is that the DA voters are still going to vote. So, which that would indicate that your ANC voters are going to stay away.
I think the DA will kind of gain a little bit of supporters, because after, especially with the ruling with that whole Concord with the Labour Party and stuff, those candidates or those voters are now left in the ditch. They have to now find a party that they're going to have an alternative party to vote for. And I believe because of the way people are so unhappy with the ANC, and just please hear me, I'm not saying the ANC, I'm not claiming that the ANC is going to lose, even though I'm saying this, with the people not being happy with the ANC, some people that are living are leaving the ANC. I think some are going to go to the DA, probably the MK2. I don't really think that they'll go to the EFF. Yeah, that's just my view with that. With, I don't think most of the ANC supporters, when they leave ANC, they'll go directly to EFF. I don't think so. I think they'll go to the other parties, your major parties, your DA or the MK now, that is.
And then last question for the show. Do you think ANC is, what is your prediction in terms of, do you think ANC will get the 50% or the 51% that they need to win the elections?
Do I think they will get it?
Yeah.
I'm saying 20 to 30% chance that they'll get to 50%.
20 to 30% chance?
Yeah, like I'd say the odds are against them.
Yeah. Like Nat?
With my experience of the ANC, they will get whatever they want, even though a lot of predictions are a coalition. But I think the ANC will still rule.
Okay, so we would love to hear your thoughts on whether
just to say,
or not,
sorry.
Yeah.
If they get in with a coalition, they won't rule.
No.
Because those parties will be able to say, no, if we don't like that, if you do that,
but we must remember what coalition will that be. Because if it's the ANC, EFF, and MK, it's kind of like the same thing. You get it? So, but if the DA is in the mix, yeah, but I don't trust. I don't yeah, you get what I'm saying.
No. If they're in coalition, they're not in charge on their own.
Yeah.
One fight between two leaders and that's it. The government falls.
Yeah.
In Psalm 65, verse 10 to 12, it says, "You drench in furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness."
Yeah, what I'd like to say is that, you know, at the end of the day, South Africans are excited to vote, but they don't know who to vote for. And I think South Africans are disillusioned with whatever party they put in. And the reality is the only time you're going to get any true blessing is from the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to suggest you vote God. So whichever party a person votes for, vote God. Because the key verse is verse 11, "You crown the year with your bounty and your carts overflow with abundance." The thing that I want to say to you is that, you know, if your focus is on the Lord, then the Lord's going to do amazing and incredible things for you and he's going to bless you. And so I'd encourage you, you know, just to put your trust in the Lord and ask the Lord who you should vote for.
Yeah.
People are asking me who to vote for. I don't actually know. So, you know, I need to find someone today about who they should vote for. And so you're feeling the pressure because people are, and there's a number of people asking me. So, you know, that's my answer. Trust God. Amen.
Yes. Let us know your thoughts on our social media platforms. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Instant.
Pastor Gavin Instant and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.